Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Generac Holdings, a leading manufacturer of power generation equipment, including backup generators, solar power solutions, and energy storage systems. Generac has become a critical player in the residential, commercial, and industrial markets, especially as power reliability becomes increasingly important. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the energy and industrial sectors. Let's dive in.
Generac Holdings has seen significant growth in recent years, particularly with the increasing demand for reliable power solutions. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies?
Loss aversion is a key factor in Generac's decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential losses, such as focusing on their core products like backup generators, which have a proven market demand, rather than investing heavily in new or emerging technologies that might carry higher risks. While this approach helps ensure financial stability and consistent revenue streams, it may also limit Generac's ability to innovate or capitalize on new opportunities in the rapidly evolving energy market, such as renewable energy or smart grid technologies. The availability heuristic is another important consideration, where Generac might focus on promoting products that have recently gained attention due to natural disasters or power outages, potentially overlooking longer-term opportunities in less immediately visible areas, like energy storage or microgrid solutions.
This focus on maintaining a strong product lineup and minimizing risk has helped Generac build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reliability in the energy sector.
Exactly. Generac's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the energy and industrial markets. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the energy landscape continues to evolve with advances in renewable energy, energy storage, and smart home technologies.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Generac Holdings. As a major player in the energy and industrial sectors with a diverse workforce and customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Generac, given their role in providing energy solutions to a diverse range of customers across different regions and industries. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for developing innovative and inclusive products that meet the needs of a global market. A diverse workforce within Generac can help the company better understand the unique challenges and opportunities in different regions and customer segments, leading to more effective and widely applicable solutions. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like energy and industrial manufacturing, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Generac not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible energy and industrial solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Generac operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving energy market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Generac's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the energy sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and expanding into new markets. Loss aversion might make Generac more inclined to focus on their core products, such as backup generators, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by the demand for renewable energy, energy storage, and smart home technologies. The availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize products that have recently gained attention, but they must also be proactive in exploring new opportunities in emerging energy technologies and customer needs.
This adaptability is key for Generac, especially as they face competition from both traditional energy companies and newer, more innovative energy tech firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining product reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Generac's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established product lines, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
To sum up, Generac Holdings' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Generac's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narrative.